new bitumen, Steve.
Yeah, called Carbon Fault. Right. It's made out of recycled tyres. Now, tyres has been an issue for the environment for quite some time, so putting it back onto the roads where they actually run makes a lot of sense. And it's being backed by some big names of motoring, including Mick Doohan and supercar champs Russell Ingall and Paul Morris. Dave Simmons is Austek's Asphalt Services business advisor who's involved. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, folks. How are you?
Very well. Tell us about how this works. How do you put recycled tyres into a road?
Oh, it's been quite a journey with a local company based in WA as well called Pearl Global. They actually desorb the tyres for their own unique process, which is actually a world-first innovation. And what it does, it breaks the materials back down into their original state. So we get a carbon char, which is like a 70% carbon black product, which we add back into the asphalt, and we actually use the fuel that they also produce from the process to fuel our burner, to dry our aggregates in the asphalt drying process.
Right.
So to put it into context, it's about 1.6 million litres of diesel saved through our own plant alone, and we use about 10 tyres are recycled in every single tonne of asphalt. So
right.
It's pretty unique.
So the process of breaking it back down to its original components, is that good or bad for the environment? Is that the worst part of the process or not?
Well, actually, you'd think that, but this company called Pearl Global have a unique process. And in fact, it's the only process in Australia that meets the EPA limits. So it actually runs on the whole plant that they desorb the tyres on. It runs on actually the emissions of one truck that's travelling on the road,
which
is incredible.
That is amazing. Yeah. So when you put it with the bitumen on the road, is there any possibility that the road might start melting in hot conditions?
Quite the contrary, actually. It stiffens the binder and makes the product actually a better product. So we get the best of both worlds here. We have a wonderful carbon footprint through using the fuel and the char in a combination, which is a world first. But it actually improves the quality of the asphalt. So it's a win-win. And I guess that's why the likes of Russell Ingall, Paul Morris and Mick Doohan have got so strongly behind it.
Right, the smell of the actual surface, will we smell a difference? I mean, bitumen's got a distinct diesel-type smell. What about this?
You've obviously done your research. Initially, it does smell a little bit through manufacture and laying, but the general public won't smell a thing. Once it cools below about 140 degrees, you get no smell at all.
Right, so when you're manufacturing this stuff, you have to be away from, I gather, residential areas, etc.
Well, ordinarily you would. We actually run a warm mix process, which will reduce the temperature of the manufacture and the laying component. So, in effect, once we start our campaign proper, you won't smell it at all.
Right. So this is a worldwide first, really. I mean, you could export this all around the world. You'd make a fortune.
Well, that's the drive behind it. I mean, it's such a global problem, you know, the tyre waste.
The tyres, yeah. And Dave, what about the wet? We talked about the hot conditions. In the wet, is there any more danger with this substance on the road?
No, not at all, actually. We're finding that through initial testing that we've carried out, that we actually get a better skid resistance. Very slight, but we get a better skid resistance than you would on a normal asphalt.
Oh, that's great.
All the boxes, yeah.
Yeah, well done, mate. It's good to see WA Company involved as well. Dave, we'll hear more about that. We appreciate your time this morning. It's exciting, exciting.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Dave Simmons there, Austek Asphalt Services business advisor.
That is great news out of the West, as you say.